Hello, welcome to the BT360 podcast, What's Up in Business Travel, a weekly podcast where we update you on what's up this week in the world of business travel. This podcast is great for those who need to know what's happening, all in less than 15 minutes. My name is Ash. Let's get started. It is Monday, March 25th, and we have completed week 12 of 2024. Have you checked out the status match and bonus point offers that the airlines and hotels are promoting? We do all the work of tracking deals so that you can benefit from bonus miles, points, and status match benefits that are announced. All you have to do is visit the points or status match page on businesstravel360.com. Now, let's get to the headlines. February U.S.-based agency air ticket sales exceeded $8.9 billion, about $3 million less than January's record-setting total, according to ARC. The February total represents a nearly 6.5% year-over-year increase. Total passenger trips were up 8.8% year-over-year to more than 24 million, but were down about 5 percentage points month-over-month. U.S. domestic trips exceeded 15 million for an increase of 11% over February 2023. However, they show that they're down 6% from January 2024. International trips were up almost 5% to more than 9.3 million, and represents a 4% decrease month over month. The February averaged price of a U.S. domestic round-trip ticket was $573, nearly even with February 2023's $571 average airfare, but was up from January 2024's average of $546. The number of ancillary transactions increased 47% year-over-year to more than 476,000, and were up from January's nearly 463,000. February's U.S. hotel average daily rate and revenue per available room increased year over year, while occupancy again declined. This is according to hotels analytics firm STR. U.S. hotel occupancy in February was 58.9%, down 1.5% year over year, while the average daily rate increased to almost 4% to $158, and RevPAR increased 2% to $93. U.S. occupancy has declined year-over-year for several consecutive months. STR, in a separate note about early March performance, noted demand loss was particularly concentrated in the economy tier. Hawaii's Oahu Island presented the highest February occupancy level among STR's top 25 markets at 84%, up 6.5% year-over-year. Minneapolis posted the lowest February occupancy at 46.5%, followed by Chicago at almost 50%. STR's top 25 markets showed higher occupancy and ADR than all the other markets. The Transportation Department plans to conduct a probe on what airlines are doing with customer data. This year, the DOT said it will review the 10 largest mainline U.S. airlines. The reviews will focus on how the airlines collect, handle, maintain, and use passengers' personal information. Airlines gather personal data on flyers as part of the ticketing process and for purposes of security reviews. Airlines are also increasingly making use of other types of data, such as flight history, flight preferences, as well as seatback entertainment system viewing preferences. To initiate the privacy review, the DOT sent letters to all 10 airlines requesting for three types of information. They include airlines' policies and procedures relating to the collection, maintenance, handling, and use of airline passengers' personal information, any complaints alleging an airline, its employees, or contractors have mishandled personal information, or have violated an individual's privacy, and information regarding privacy training conducted by the airlines. Dutch airline KLM has made misleading claims about its sustainability actions in past advertising campaigns, according to an Amsterdam court, following a greenwashing complaint filed by two environmental organizations. The court ruled that KLM's suggestion that flying can be or is becoming sustainable, as well as statements suggesting that the purchase of offset products reduces or compensates for part of the climate impact of flying, are misleading and unlawful, and that KLM thereby contravenes the Unfair Commercial Practices Act. KLM has already ceased using the 19 advertisements at the center of the lawsuit, and the court therefore took no further action other than ordering the company to pay the claimant's costs. The court also found that a ban on future similar claims was not feasible. Now in news that impacts the travel industry. A vulnerability in a hotel and multifamily housing key card system would allow someone to unlock each room in a hotel using a pair of forged key cards. This is according to a statement of security researchers who discovered the issue. The vulnerability impacts more than 3 million hotel locks on more than 13,000 properties in 131 countries. The security company that owns the locks isn't aware of any instances where the vulnerability is being exploited, according to its website. A group of security researchers notified the company of potential safety issues back in September 2022, and the company, Dormakaba, began working to fix the issue and upgrade hotels in November 2023. As of March of this year, about 36% of those locks have been updated or replaced. For added security, hotel guests should use another physical locking device, such as a chain lock found on many hotel doors. United Airlines said it would allow friends and family to create joint accounts to pool frequent flyer miles through its loyalty program. The move is intended to make it easier for friends and family to use miles when booking award tickets for flights and was spurred by an uptick in family and friends travel since the pandemic. This is according to the chief operating officer of United, Mileage Plus. United is the first of the Big Four airlines to allow pooling of miles with no extra fees. Typically, airlines let customers transfer miles to other accounts, but they have to pay a fee to do so. JetBlue has allowed families to pool miles through its points pooling program since 2013. Contributing miles to the account doesn't affect the customer status within the loyalty program, and only members who travel with award tickets can earn premier qualifying points. Refocusing on its network in an effort to restore profitability, JetBlue will exit four cities and cut flights from Los Angeles and Fort Lauderdale. The airline will halt service to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Kansas City, Missouri. Those exits will take place on June 13th, according to an internal memo written by JetBlue's president of network planning. The airline currently flies one route to each of the four cities, with Fort Lauderdale completing the city pair for the South American destinations and New York's JFK being the connection from Kansas City. Also, JetBlue will cut 16 year-round and seasonal routes, following six from Los Angeles and five from Fort Lauderdale. JetBlue recorded a net loss of $300 million in 2023, with a pre-tax operating loss of 3.5%. And now, news of new travel services and improvements. The first commercial flight of India's newest airline, Fly 91, took off on Monday. The Goa-based airline's maiden flight was from Goa to Bengaluru route. The next flight is scheduled for Tuesday between Goa and Hyderabad. Fly 91 began with an aim to revolutionize the regional aviation landscape in the country. In an earlier interview with Skift, the managing director and CEO said that Fly 91 will serve regional airports in India as well as the underserved despite accounting for 30% share in domestic passengers. Poised for growth, Fly 91 is looking to have about 350 members in its staff by the time it completes its 1 year of operations. It is also looking to increase its current 2-aircraft fleet with the intention of adding 4 planes within the first year. AJet, the wholly owned subsidiary of Turkish Airlines, has officially opened ticket sales. Customers can now book flights with AJet on its official website, ajet.com, ahead of the airline's first flight on the 31st of March. The airline was established in 2008 to improve air transport links for Anatolia and reunite over 150 million guests with their loved ones in 16 years. The former Turkish Airlines brand will operate under the AirJet Air Transport Inc. name. The new airline will offer a more modern, comfortable, and accessible experience for customers with plans to become a leading low-cost airline on a global scale, further strengthening its current position in the market. AirJet will operate flights to a total of 93 destinations, including 41 domestic and 52 international, with a range of services from the UK. Hilton Worldwide plans to launch in early 2025 a new North American prototype for its upper mid-scale limited service Hampton by Hilton brand. The new prototype features a layout that will allow for more guest rooms within the same hotel footprint, along with optimized suite room layout for better site efficiency. There are more than 3,000 Hampton properties worldwide, according to Hilton. Members of American Airlines Advantage Loyalty Program will soon be able to use their miles to pay for Wi-Fi on board aircraft. The new ability will roll out over the next few weeks with a couple of selected aircrafts, and by the summer travel season will be available on all of the airline's VSAT-equipped narrow-body aircrafts. Once connected, passengers will have access with gate-to-gate connectivity on most mainline aircraft. American will also offer a free Wi-Fi option sponsored by ads across all of its airlines' narrow-body aircrafts. Taipei-based Starlux Airlines now flies daily between San Francisco and Taipei, up from 3 times weekly. Starlux launched the route on December 16th and has increased it due to high demand and to underscore the airline's commitment to expanding in the U.S. market. The flights are operated with Airbus A350 aircraft with 4 first-class seats, 26 business-class seats, 36 premium economy seats, and 240 economy seats. Starlux in December was added to the TSA PreCheck program, and after it launched its inaugural service to the Los Angeles area last April, the airline partnered with Alaska Airlines on an interline agreement. In addition, Starlux has partnered with the airlines on the Alaska Airlines Mileage Plan loyalty program. Speaking of Alaska Airlines, a new program has been launched by Alaska Airlines that offers subscribers a monthly Wi-Fi voucher plus an early notification for upcoming fare sales. Alaska Access, which is now live, costs $5 per month but requires a 12-month commitment. Upon joining, members can receive a Wi-Fi voucher, which then can be used on one flight per month in lieu of Alaska's typical $8 Wi-Fi fee. Members will also be notified about fare sales via the Alaska app and have early access to booking those fares. Alaska Access is the airline's second subscription service. Alaska Airlines launched Flight Pass, a flight subscription service that costs about $49 in 2022. And now, in some technology news. Austrian Airlines Qantas has announced a new platform for travel management companies and travel agencies to access its NDC content. TMCs can now register to access the Qantas distribution platform. However, companies must have an existing commercial agreement with the airline as registered members of its Qantas channel network and also be connected to one of its certified technology partners, including the likes of Amadeus, Travelport, Sabre, and Serco. The new platform is currently available in 60 countries and with countries to be added in the coming months. Itinerary capabilities within the portal are similar to those available via traditional EDIFACT channels. However, interline and multi-city bookings of up to 8 segments are coming soon and are not currently available. Regular electric flying taxi services can be launched by 2028 in the UK under plans revealed by the British government as part of its Future of Flying initiative. The UK government laid out plans for the development of a quieter, more sustainable aircraft known as the Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft, or eVTOL, in a new document setting out the roadmap for a new generation of aircraft, which also includes drones. The plan includes launching the first piloted flying taxi flight by 2026, with regular services to begin 2 years later. The roadmap also calls for the testing of autonomous flying taxis, which will operate without human pilots, on board by 2030. These new flying taxis are currently undergoing an authorization process conducted by UK's Civil Aviation Authority. With that, thank you for joining us, and I would like to ask you to tune in again next week on Monday morning to get your weekly update. We hope that you will make this a regular part of your week and listen in while you're on the move or sitting back and sipping your coffee. You can subscribe to this podcast by searching Business Travel 360 on Apple or Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or Pandora. Be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know, so that they can also benefit from getting to know more about what's up in business travel. You can always find more information on businesstravel360.com. Have a great day and travel well. I'm gonna go